This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are once again joined by the Business Success Tips people. There's Paul, and there's Steve, and there's Andreas, and there's Sean. And I think we're all pro-Twitter at this group.
Okay, so, Steve and I and Andreas spent Monday and Tuesday of this week at 140 TC, which is the 140 Twitter conference. And in case you aren't aware, it's 140 because Twitter has 140 characters max. That's why it's called the 140 TC. And they had several guest speakers there. It was put on by Parnassus Group.
Great bunch of guys.
And this one was actually supported by Twitter. And they had a bunch of people. They had really a lot of good people there from Twitter. Doug was there.
Doug Williams, Alex.
And
Doug Williams is a fantastic human being.
Yeah. And it was all about development, actually. It was about business, but most of the people there were developers, I would say, or at least most of them. And what we got out of the conference was that Twitter is going to be the real-time platform for communication. So I think that Twitter is to communicate real-time communication like Google is to search. That it will be, because it's on SMS, which I now learn what that means, which has gazillion users.
What is it?
What is it? Okay.
It's a text message on the mobile.
You almost got credit for it.
What's it called?
Short messaging service,
which is worldwide. Yeah. It works for that. So it works on mobile phones. It works on the internet. It's a universal platform for real-time communication, voice, real-time communication altogether, whether it's texting or whatever. Anyway, so what I got is Twitter is building this platform. And it's all about support. They want to be the platform for all this stuff. And they are creating an API, which everybody can access. Access API. And so the developers, there's now, believe it or not, 10,000 apps for Twitter.
I believe it.
And
it's a very simple API to get techie for a second. And that's what they kept stressing. It couldn't be simpler.
Yep. And API stands for?
Application Programming Interface.
Right.
Now, what's the business opportunity? You guys have a Twitter-based business now with TweetFunnel.
Right.
So you feel the conference then bolstered your confidence about the ability to have a business model that makes money on Twitter?
Yeah. Because you've got, I guess there's 30 million users, something like right now. They expect 100 million by the end of the year. And some of the things that
that's crazy. I mean, those are huge.
That's like 1.21 gigawatts numbers, man.
Yeah, seriously, that is like
it's like a bolt of lightning.
And these guys are just. I mean, their 90% job is
scaling
and performance.
Yeah. I'm literally 90. Tweeting while we're doing the show.
So what's interesting is that they have.
I doubt that. Are you?
Yeah,
really?
He is.
Oh my god! Wait, aliens have abducted JC and left this person.
No, he's doing tweeting.
You can check me out at Jolly Marketing. That's my handle.
You didn't even have an email address I could reach you at like 3 months ago.
Well, I'm going to have a blog as soon as you build it for me. Come on.
That's right.
It's on the list.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
I can't afford them.
I charge big bucks.
Right. We have our free labor imported.
I sub him. So it's
we have that Sonoma County Roots thing going on.
Nice try.
We have free labor we've imported from Finland for this very project.
He's going to build the blog.
He doesn't know it. He doesn't know it yet.
We have a couple visitors here. We have
He thought
wife,
he was coming
Lisa.
For a holiday. But
we have
no.
JC's wife, Holly, my grandson, Eric, who's making a little noise. And we have a visitor from Finland.
Tommy.
He's in the joint.
He's going to join
He's got to go to Tommy's joint while he's here.
That's true.
There's a place named after you that Metallica likes.
That is, Metallica was actually, the Black Album was conceived there. And that's where they interviewed Jason Newsted.
Yeah, it's no doubt. And it's just delicious.
And before a Giants game, great place to go.
Really?
Baseball's dead to me because the A's are eliminated.
Or 49ers.
So comments from Eric. Some things I found interesting about Twitter is they're building the hose. the Twitter hose.
And you guys have the funnel.
Right. Well, the hose, what they're able to do is somehow take all these conversations, which are lots of bits of information. And let's say if you've got 30 million people and you have, 30 million conversations going on simultaneously in real time, little tweets going between these people and one to multiple. And it's also geocentric. So what you'll be able to do, because it can pull out, it's all text, it can pull out words. They have devices where you can say, I'm Best Buy, and I want to know in the town of Illinois what people are saying of Best Buy, good or bad.
Does that make Best Buy a hoser?
Could be. Mm-hmm. So you can pull the data out of the data stream by geography, by what they're talking about, whether it's positive or negative. And you got all these really, really smart people that are figuring out all kinds of ways of accessing this data and cutting and slicing it and dividing it and whatever. So it'll be like the ultimate real-time source of feedback for companies on how they're doing. And that's just beginning. So that was really impressive.
I bet you our listeners are now going, Paul's explaining a technical
You know, and we're just letting him go without interrupting?
Yeah, and you got really into it.
And there was this moment of pause. Here we are. And you know, Doug's very important to us because we developed this app, and he's in charge of all the apps at Twitter. So we're trying to make a good impression on Doug Williams. He's a great guy. So Doug Williams, and we have this technical breakout for all the developers. And I'm sitting there in the front row. And my God.
And then, it's like crazy Uncle Fester in the front row. Right.
And so we were really concerned. We want to keep Doug happy and think we're all smart. We were talking about. So he's asking, are there any questions about the API?
And Andreas and I are sitting behind Paul. And Paul sticks up his hand. Andreas and each other look at each other.
I have to go. What you might ask?
Why'd you stick the village idiot looks of horror. In the front row?
They're going, oh my God, he's going to make us look really bad. So I asked him a question. I said, Doug, how long should it take for developing, once you got the platform, you know, the API, how long should it take you to develop a new cool app? And he goes, well, if you spend the weekend on it and sort of get the basics worked out, we expect to be done in a week.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No worries, man.
And that's amazing. You know, I mean, the development time used to be a year, then a month. Now it's a week.
His mantra was start simply and add gradually.
Well, we developed TweetFunnel in like 3 days.
The base version.
Andreas, seriously, the
base version. That's true, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
So I think the first steps were very fast. So we had no real user interface. So maybe it's, let's say, some weeks.
Andreas sneezed. Yeah.
Well, the
done.
Time.
I'm the only one who's not involved with TweetFunnel here, so right, I'm going to go ahead and do the pitch. So the people who are listening in know what I'm talking about. Because we need context here.
Okay.
So I'm being sympathetic to the listener who's out there going, what the hell are these guys talking about? Okay. So TweetFunnel is a business application that you guys put together that allows delegated tweeting for a corporation or business of any kind to be able to do and manage tweeting by multiple employees in an organization so that you can have control over the queue, you can have editorial approval, you can save tweets for later, you can basically not just have people free-forming on your Twitter account as a business and you have control over it.
I talked to the guy from Domino's Pizza about that also. He was there. The cheese in the nose thing with Domino's.
Yeah.
And he said, we fired those people, but it was a bit embarrassing. But he said sales didn't hurt at all, which I thought was interesting.
That doesn't surprise me.
He was the head guy.
Well, because what would you say? You'd say, was it in my town? No, it wasn't. I'm going to pick up the phone and order my Domino's.
Really? I mean, you're living in a trailer park. It's your only option. What are you going to do?
Now, for those who don't know what we're talking about, there was a video on the internet. If you haven't seen it already, go on YouTube, search on it, Domino's Pizza, or search in Google because they might have taken it down. But basically, these employees doing really disgusting things.
They put cheese up their nose.
Cheese up their nose, and yeah.
I worked at Little Caesars. That stuff just happened.
And then they put it on the pizza.
Yeah,
So PR disaster.
So the TweetFunnel.
So TweetFunnel prevents that.
Yes. TweetFunnel shows cheese up your nose.
It doesn't really matter. It's made out of plastic anyway.
So the long history of TweetFunnel started out, we were sitting at breakfast, and Steve said, you know, the problem with Twitter is that anybody can tweet anywhere, anytime, and that's a problem for a brand or a company because you could get in trouble because you could tweet things you didn't want tweeted out. You need some control. And I said, Steve, that's a great idea. We should do something about that. And he goes, somebody's probably already invented it, and, you know, it's an idea, but we can let it slide. We're drinking wine.
Venturi.
That's right. Every time you hear the guggle.
They're well familiar they're with that by now.
Yeah. Right. So Steve was going to add, and I go, we really need to do it. We can do this. So with encouragement, it was Steve's idea, but with encouragement.
He actually gave you one.
Amazing.
You want to get more?
So with encouragement, we said, well, let's see what we can do with this. And that was a couple months ago. So we call up Andreas, who's Mr. Entrepreneur, go, go, go guy. And we said, can you program something that will do this. And Andreas,
my favorite
said,
thing about this show is the baby and the Venturi. Right. Yeah.
So
we don't want to have sound too sterile.
That's
like a sterile studio.
So Andreas,
don't want anybody to mistake us for a professional podcast. That's
right. Although for longtime listeners, if they ever thought they'd hear my baby in the background,
that's right.
That's true.
Yes, yeah.
Right, and it's my wife.
You're never gonna nail me.
That's right.
Tie me down.
So Andreas said we can program this. So we programmed it. We had the first thing a week and a half.
About that.
Something like that?
Yeah. It was very fast. So I think we started in February with the idea, and the first stuff went out to Twitter, 1.5 weeks ago.
And
kudos to Andreas. He has been an unbelievable project manager. So anyone who wants to do something like this, either use us and get Andreas.
Right, who's good.
Or find an unbelievable
project
manager.
Don't you dare try to steal our German, though.
Oh, no.
I'll fight people for him.
Yeah.
I will fight people for it.
Well, so I have to say, I'm a Twitter tool snob because I've used so many of them. And
you're a many kind of snob when it comes to tools on the internet.
Wine. Yeah, it's true. But TweetFunnel definitely works, I have to say. And I think you guys have a real shot. You know, I signed up for your competitor service today.
CoTweet?
CoTweet.
Nice.
Right.
And just to see what it's like. But I really am impressed with what you've done so far. And I really hope, I think this might be your ticket.
Well, what we found interesting is that we didn't know CoTweet existed.
Nope.
Yeah.
I didn't until today.
So we developed it and we put it out there and it started getting traction. And so since Andreas is here, we said, let's go to 140TC. We'll introduce it there. And they called and said, would you like to launch it? And we said, sure. So we technically launched it
At the show.
And then we found out CoTweet existed.
So how'd that happen? You're at the show.
We're at the show.
We knew
they kind of walked over with their thugs and they're like, what?
I
We found out about CoTweet a few weeks before the show, but none of us had ever heard of it. They were leading this parallel existence, but they've been in much more stealth mode. They had no public beta.
But you said they have a bunch of money though, right?
Well, they have money. They have money, and they've got. Unlike us, they have somebody rich behind them.
They got money, but their stuff's weak.
No, it's good.
No, it's good
they have so they have Pepsi Cola and who else?
Ford
and Best Buy,
Whole Foods.
A bunch of plate where they've gone to try to work with. And their approach, which is pretty good, is we're going to get all the brands, so we're going to be the brand thing, and people are going to use this. So
are they charging?
No.
But they aren't open either. Yeah.
They've already stated that they're monetizing. They just haven't stated publicly what it is. They probably, in fact, know what it is, but they're not telling.
Right. But those brands right now are getting to use it for free.
Right.
Yeah.
They're developing it with those
brands. So they get to put the logo on.
And the guy in charge
website.
Of it is a really good, he's very good at socializing and meeting all the right people, and they're funded, and they're doing a great job.
I've heard it's going to be really expensive, though, really, really expensive.
But what was interesting is when we saw the interface, because I said, Steve, we should sign up for this. He goes, Steve, no, we can't. They're the competition. They'll say we steal their stuff. Yep. So we never signed up for it. But we did go to one of their presentations because it's a public presentation. And what I got out of it, it's really good, but I don't know anything about this, but it seemed a little more complicated than a little harder to use.
Okay.
And there was it was like a PC versus a Mac.
It was the overweight geeky guy versus us, the svelte,
studly, machismo.
I see you guys have worked out the marketing.
We have worked this thing out. So we actually at the conference we did at the 140 conference we did well, and we launched it. People really liked the application. So then we signed up for the
TwitterCon.
Now TwitterCon was conceived 8 weeks before. What's interesting about TwitterCon is. When the CEO for the TwitterCon called Twitter, they really didn't have anything to do with it. So TwitterCon was sort of put on without Twitter's blessing. And they finally sent somebody the last minute. They sent one guy. What was his name?
I think it's Animitra.
Animitra over to sort of say, hey, we're Twitter. But they put on the whole thing.
But you know what they did have? MC Hammer. No doubt.
Hammer time, baby.
He's
one of the biggest Twitter users.
They had MC Hammer and they had Guy Kawasaki.
Yeah.
He's okay, too.
And so we interviewed. In fact, I got to interview them through GuruTube. Remember the GuruTube we talked about the last couple of shows? We had GuruTube and we interviewed because 140TC said they didn't want us to do it. But
what's it? They didn't want you to watch
it. GuruTube didn't want us to interview all the people.
They didn't want flawlessly professional video at their conference.
Right. So
whatever, it's their decision.
That was fine. So the Twitter concept was fine. So we did that, And we literally videoed pretty much all the speakers. And there was, MC Hammer. And Guy Kawasaki. They had the person from, well, they had a lot of the famous Twitter people. And they had some corporations. They had Dell.
Virgin America.
What is it?
Intuit.
Intuit. And Happy Star. Carl's Jr.
Yep. Happy Star.
Interesting association.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, there's a star. He gets happy when he sees the sign.
One of the best lines of the conference was the woman who's doing the twittering for Carl's Jr.
They're all laughing at Paul over here in the corner.
Carl's Jr. Most people do.
Yeah.
She was doing the twittering for Carl's Jr. And she goes, well, it is a little difficult because our demographic is men between, you know, 18 and 35.
Who are drunk at 2 a.m.
Right.
That's Jack in the Box.
Our major demographic. And she says, here I am, a short, chubby 42-year-old woman trying to sound like some sexy chick. And she says, it's really funny.
You know, as long as her picture on her Twitter thing is some model picture.
Let's talk about that for a second. Have you ever been gamed on the avatar? People are experts at...
The avatar is the picture have on Twitter.
Yes, your avatar. And I saw there's this... I'm not going to say who it was, but there was this woman who had her avatar, and it looked hot. And it was like this really weird angle of the camera, and she looked like a supermodel. And then I saw other pictures of her later, and let's just say it was the extreme opposite.
That's why you don't meet girls on the internet, people. You don't do it. Bad.
But I will say that I, Justine, was at the 140 TC conference, and she's definitely larger in life on her internet presence, but she's not bad looking.
Well, I will tell you, Adventure Girl is hot.
Who's Adventure Girl?
Adventure Girl has 500,000 followers on Twitter.
I don't know her.
She's one of the Twitter stars. She talks about her adventures. And we interviewed her. She travels.
No, it's not that good. Actually, we should come up with that, though.
500,000 followers.
Guy Kawasaki has 140,000. She has 500,000 followers. Dell only has 500,000 followers.
Guy Kawasaki is the godfather of Twitter.
So let's give some of our male listeners the Twitter handles here.
We have 1 minute and 45 seconds to wrap this up. So I think what we should do is probably summarize what the business value of Twitter is for our listeners, and then we can talk about.
Why don't we do that in the next show? That's a whole other show. The one thing at the conference that was very clear: nobody was into making money. I've never seen more people not interested in making money in my life.
Really,
and pretty much everybody was between 25 and 35, and 80% of them had max. Maybe 9%.
It's like half your age.
I know. I was old.
But there were a couple of people whining about the fact they weren't making money. Like the guy who had spent all that money on his Amazon EC2 infrastructure, and then he had the slide that said wallet equals empty.
It's working perfectly, but wallet's
empty.
So
one thing you know about Twitter is that the people at the 140 conference, money was not even an issue.
That's ironic in this economy.
Although I got our new motto for Tweet Funnel. Real men use funnels. Mm. Hello. We'll be like, oh, you want a code? Whatever. Real men use funnels.
Okay, we'll take that under advisement.
That's right. It's an interesting marketing idea.
Carl's Jr. would buy it.
Oh, all right, we'll see you next time.
All right. Good evening.
Good night, everyone.
Avidasen.
That's right.
Bye.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.